Brian, good to see you here. Is there any end in sight to this inflation that the packaged food companies are pushing onto shoppers?
Yeah, you know, it's still inflating. I mean, we had Smucker's report earnings yesterday, and they revised their cost inflation guidance up for their current fiscal year from being at high single digits now to being up low double digits. And, you know, the incremental increase, or what's you know, inflating more, are still labor, logistics, also specific to Smucker's coffee. You know, coffee costs are up 80 green coffee costs are up like 80% year over year, and that's starting to filter through as well. And of course, you know, their reaction to that is to pass it on to the consumer. And so, you know, part of what they discussed yesterday is plans for another round of price increases, which, you know, the consumers will see. Consumers will see in the first calendar quarter of next year.
Hey, Brian, it's Julie here. I'm curious, when you look across the spectrum of the companies that you cover, what differentiates those that are able to pass on those costs and are managing it successfully and those that are not? Or is everybody doing it?
Yeah, it's unusual circumstance right now because, you know, for that question, the beverage companies typically have more pricing power than the packaged food companies do. Within packaged food, it's typically things that are like snacks. So, you know, Hershey and confections, Mondelez, Pepsi and salty snacks and biscuits. But when you look at more of the center of the plate, you know, sort of food items, typically there has not historically been a lot of pricing power. But what's unusual this year is that there has been. You know, food companies in particular began raising prices, you know, the middle of the year, and there's virtually been no elasticity. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, price increases between 5% and 10%. And, you know, I think it's a key question, something that we're really watching as we move into next year, is at what point does the consumer begin to push back, and do we begin to see some trading down or other behavior, you know, that you know, demonstrates that consumers are feeling that pinch. But again, historically, it's brands, convenience, typically have been items and function, typically have been the items that have had the most pricing power. And right now, though, it's been a free-for-all. Everybody's raising prices.
Brian, the Gap quarter has me upset and in a bad mood here. So I want to lock in on your underperform ratings here. Why are you at an underperform on Campbell's soup? It's getting cold. Doesn't that mean more soup sales?
Right. You know, Campbell's struggling from a few issues, right? One is, you know, they are experiencing material amount of inflation. They have a product portfolio that's a little bit more skewed. Think about like condensed soup is a little bit more skewed to kind of middle and low income households. So that's maybe an area where there may be some sensitivity on passing those prices through. They also have a snacks business, which is complicated, and it's got a very complex supply chain logistics, and they have a lot of direct exposure and indirect exposure to labor shortage, labor costs, and from our perspective, there's still some risk to margins at Campbell's as we go through the balance of this fiscal year. And to Julie's point, I think, you know, as we're thinking about businesses that have pricing power, relative pricing power, we see Campbell's kind of at the lower end of that scale.
All right, another underperform, McCormick. Now, they have really built themselves up via acquisition the past 2 years. Very formidable presence in spices in the supermarket. Why underperform?
Right. So, you know, Campbell's McCormick has performed pretty well through this pandemic. From our perspective, though, you know, it's still, even though the stock has underperformed or lagged, it's still trading at a premium valuation. We still see input cost inflation in things like packaging, resins. And, you know, you've had this very unusual period, right? The last, you know, 18 months, people have cooked more at home than they have, you know, in any period, you know, that you can think of. And at some point, as things moderate, you know, you're going to see less of that cooking at home behavior, and that's going to create an overhang for McCormick. But our starting point is just, you know, same thing. You've got a little bit of margin pressure potentially, and also a stock that trades at still a premium valuation to the group.
Brian, I want to go back to something that you said about consumers pushing back against higher prices. And we've heard really for months now, people are not pushing back against higher prices. You talked a little bit about what that would look like, right? When it comes to something like clothing, you can just not buy the thing if you think it's too expensive. When it comes to food, it's a little bit different, right? You still have to buy the food. So you mentioned trading down, but like, how will we know? What are you looking for to show you if that's going to start to happen?
Right. So what we're watching is partly the areas that have inflated the most. So for instance, if you look at proteins, we're watching carefully to see if you're seeing a trade down in beef from, you know, steaks to ground beef, right? If you're seeing a trade between beef and chicken, right? If chicken's less expensive than beef, that people make that trade. So we're looking for switching within proteins to get a sense of whether or not that sticker shock is beginning to drive some change in behavior. And that may give us a sense for what happens more broadly, right? Do we see a trade down from premium brands to mid price to private label? Do we see, you know, a bigger shift into more value oriented, you know, product categories like condensed soup or pasta, for instance, you know, where you can feed more people less expensively? So it's a lot of like switching between that we'll be watching carefully. And again, given how much protein inflation there is, that's a good spot to begin to watch to see if we're seeing a change in consumer behavior.
Brian, what food company is really going to cash in during this inflationary environment? And by extension, what would that mean to their stock?
Yeah, I think as we look across the food companies in particular, Hershey's well positioned. you know, they are operating, you know, the chocolate, the confection category in the U.S. is pretty concentrated. So it's historically demonstrated pricing power. It's not a center of the plate type item. So it's convenient. It's, you know, not an everyday, you know, sort of item. So it's a little less price sensitivity. And so we think, you know, the combination of a category that's still growing very strongly, where there's still a lot of product innovation and where there's been demonstrated pricing power, you know, we think that Hershey is set up really well to be able to maybe even more than protect margins, maybe potentially grow margins as we cycle through some of this inflation.
Hey, Brian, real quickly before I let you go, is it tough for you to go shopping when you cover this so closely with all these inflationary pressures? I mean, how do you do this?
Yeah, you know, I end up spending a lot more time in the store than the average person, I think, because you really begin to kind of, you know, double click, as you will, as you go down the aisles. But it also, you know, frankly, it also kind of informs, you know, I'll give you a good example, like would not buy lamb chops now because lamb chops are like $30 a pound. And you know, so kind of go in with a sort of a mindset of knowing what you're going to avoid because you have a decent sense of what's, you know, really inflated versus other items.
All right. Well, stay strong in those supermarket aisles. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner. Brian Spillane, senior food and beverage analyst at Bank of America Global Research. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much.